You lasses of London, attend me whilst I a true project shall tell, which lately was acted in Deptford, and known by the neighbourhood well. Such things were ne'er heard of before, as will by my ditty be shown, nor women's invention no more like to this will forever be known. A maiden whose name it was Mary, at the sign of the king's head did dwell, who lately we here did miscarry, for her belly began for to swell. Her mistress soon smelt at the matter, and took her to task for the same, when after some sullen denials she freely confessed her shame. And said that Parsons, a seaman, had been with her something too bold, who courted and promised her marriage, and by consent rummaged her hold, and now he had left her dejected, and unto the Indies was gone, and she by her mistress neglected, who gave her no ease to her moan. She therefore repaired to the mother of him that had trussed up her whim, and prayed her to look up some linen to swaddle the bantling in. Her son, she protested, was father, and married they were in the church. But since he is gone to the Indies, and leaveth me here in the lurch. The old woman hereat amazed to find a new daughter-in-law, desired to know when they married, whereby her affections to draw, and also the certificate she then did desire to see. For if that you tell a false story, you lodge not your bastard with me. These words did so nettle our Mary, she could not tell what to devise. She saw the old woman was careful, and would not be put off with lies. She on the rack stretched her invention, and unto a neighbor did go, and opened all her intention, and prayed her some favor to show. Says the neighbor, Margaret, assist me, and hear this my pitiful case. I know that you may much befriend me, and smother my woeful disgrace, if you in man's habit will dress ye, and take up Parsons his name. We then in the church will be married, and neither of us shall have blame. The carpenter's wife soon consented, a suit of her husband's she got, the wedding day also appointed, when she was to act in the plot. To St. George's Church they repaired, and thereof the clerk did inform, who soon had procured the parson, that they might be married that morn. So soon as these females were wedded, the clerk he was called aside. Then Margaret whispered unto him, and said she had wronged the bride, by dabbling with her beforehand, and therefore the certificate. Abundance of kindness you'll do me, if that you will antedate. What is it that money won't do? Soon answered was the request. Then homeward they straightway did go. A great deal of joy they expressed. The mother of Parsons was joyed, a daughter-in-law for to find. The certificate being produced, the mother was loving and kind. Providing all things that were needful, her grandchild went came to receive, and thought herself blessed in her daughter, and did all her stories believe, till on a time Margaret and Mary with some other neighbours did meet, carousing for bumpers of brandy, themselves did discover the cheat. The which being noised through Deptford, the parson soon of it did hear, who straightway acquainted the justice, and caused them both to appear, who having examined the matter, and found in them nothing but lies, he unto the roundhouse did send them, to remain there till the next assize.